That's right. I went to the length of my wife's shower radio to put it in the room with me while I'm doing this little podcast so that I can play intro music. That's my dedication to this craft. This is Robert with Illini.com. Illini, not Illini, Illini.com. With already the 10th little podcast, I enjoy doing this so much. I can fill days where I wasn't normally putting up a post with some thoughts about the one thing I'm most passionate about in the world, and that's Illinois sports. So, the topic for tonight is running backs behind Jason Ford and Mykel Ashore. Basically, this started, I got an email from someone asking about Bud Golden. What did I see from him at camp? And I thought I would record something on Bud, as well as the other two running backs, Pollard and Green. So here's what I think. One, I think there is a definite set to the rotation of running backs. I think it is one LeShore, two Ford, three Green, four Pollard, five Golden. I think throughout the whole season, that's the rotation as they come off the bench. LeShore gets the most carries. Golden will probably get the least carries as a redshirt freshman. And I'll get more to that later, but he's kind of the, you know, in 3 years, he's probably the feature back. So, what do they each give you? LeShore, we know, I've called him my man, Mykel. I've trademarked the slogan Feed Five. He's got to be the guy. He should have been the guy on the last series against Fresno State. He should have had more than three carries against Michigan State. Blah 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 blah. He's on preseason award watch list, but he didn't even get the. You know what? I'm not going there. I'm not bitter about last year. Whew, cleanse the air. Everything's okay. LeShore is going to get a lot of carries this year. Okay, good. So he's the guy. He's the feature guy. He's got to be there in the fourth quarter, pounding out the yards when we need to pick up first down and salt a game away. Number two, Jason Ford. We know what we get. looks to be in pretty good shape. Looks to be breaking tackles. He's our little bowling ball. He's got to do that. He's got to pick up tough yards for us. Goal line stuff, short yardage stuff. Ford. So we know that. So the other three guys, what do we get? Well, Green is our speed back. Really, really quick. The guy I was sitting with at the Rantoul scrimmage, walk-on safety Ben Mathis had probably a 5-yard head start with his angle on him. And I even said to the guy as the run was going on, hey, Green's gone. He's just got that accelerator that, you know, it's why he won, you know, state title in Kentucky 100 meters. He's one of the fastest guys on the team, if not one of the fastest guys in the Big Ten. Pollard, we know what we get. It seems like he's been around since, like, the Ron Turner era, but he's only a junior this year. Scat back, same kind of thing. Okay, finally, Bud Golden. The comparison I would make for Bud Golden, and I don't know why this popped into my head when watching him, was Steve Havard from, 10 years ago. Shorter guy. Golden's probably 5'11". I think they list him at 6 foot. He's probably not that tall. Shorter, stockier guy, but not really exactly a run-you-over guy, a shiftier guy. Did I just say guy like 7 times? I think Golden will be a Steve Havard type back. Not going to burn you with his speed. Not going to completely run you over. He's not LeShore and Ford that he's really big and powerful. He's not Green and Pollard that he's small and scat back. He's somewhere in the middle. So I think, you got to think, in 2 years, Pollard, LeShore, and Ford are gone, and it's a Green and Golden backfield. And I think Green's going to be the scat back, and Golden's going to be the more, shifty, typical Steve Havard-like runner. And then the year after that, it's probably the Golden show. You know, we've got one recruit in this who's a scat back in this class, none in the last class, so it's all Bud Golden. So, that's the running backs. I'll get out of here. Thanks for paying attention.